This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and welcome to Diversity Bites, the only daily diversity podcast in the world. I'm also the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. So we're continuing with my top 10 diversity learnings from Diversity Bites as we wrap up our final weeks of the first year, after which I'll review what I want to do with the podcast after then. I did commit for 1 year for daily podcasts every weekday without any break for vacations and holidays, and so far so good. I've delivered on it with a couple few close calls, but never actually missed a single day. So hopefully you've been along for the ride for some part of the time, and I appreciate you. Well, today I'm going to talk about one thing that I learned that I really, really can't stress enough, which is that when it comes to diversity and inclusion, managers matter. People often talk about senior leadership. People often talk about the change in yourself, and all that matters and all that's important, and it's part of the work that needs to get done. In addition, we can't lose focus on the outsized effect that managers have on really creating an inclusive environment, because leaders can say whatever they want and mean it, and the people who work on teams can try to make a change and do things better and connect with people better and do everything they can. But if the managers, don't get it, if they're not reviewing people fairly, if they don't understand their own biases, if they're not hiring the best people, they're just hiring based on preferences and past hiring patterns, then it will drastically, negatively impact the future momentum, speed, progress, and results that great diversity, equity, and inclusion can give to any team and any company. So one thing I noticed, and not a lot of companies do this, they don't actually offer substantive, really helpful training for managers on how to deal with this, both within themselves and within more globally diverse teams. And so, you know, part of me is like, well, if they're not teaching this to people, then are we just left for people to figure it out by themselves? And the answer is yes, we are. So we're going to have some managers who think meaningfully about it and get it through their life experience or their learnings or trainings they take on their own. But we're going to have a lot of managers, a majority of managers, who just don't get it, well-intended or otherwise. And that's going to negatively impact their ability to manage effectively and take advantage of our increasingly globally diverse workforce. So one thing I'm trying to do is I'm creating a Everybody Thrives training called The Modern Manager, which specifically looks at 7 principles that help managers manage these sorts of teams better, as well as manage themselves better when they're in charge of these sorts of teams. So it'll be a program as well as an online course, and I'll have trainings. So I have all the content, just putting everything together so I can release it and share it with you. If you're interested or curious or want to get involved, you know, please contact me and let me know. Just let me know at joe@connectioncounselor.com. And hopefully together with all the managers pulling, we can really accelerate what I like to think of as the high performance and better results when we have diversity success. My name is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and thanks for joining us on Diversity Bites. If you'd like to get access to exclusive episodes, bonus content, and other benefits, all while supporting the show, click the subscribe link in the show notes. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.